Welcome to another episode of our podcast. Today, we are going to delve into a fascinating topic, the role of garden art and sculpture in enhancing landscape design. Gardens have been a part of human civilization for thousands of years. From the hanging gardens of Babylon to the meticulously manicured Japanese Zen gardens, they have served as places of relaxation, reflection, and beauty. But gardens are not just about plants. They are also about design, about creating a space that is pleasing to the eye and soothing to the soul. And one of the ways to achieve this is through the use of garden art and sculpture. Garden art and sculpture can take many forms. It can be a simple bird bath, or a complex statue, a whimsical wind chime, or a solemn stone lantern. But whatever form it takes, it serves a purpose. It adds an element of interest, a focal point that draws the eye and engages the mind. It can also serve to enhance the natural beauty of the garden, complementing the plants in the landscape rather than competing with them. One of the most common forms of garden art is the statue. Statues can range from small, subtle pieces that blend into the landscape to large, dramatic works that dominate the space. They can be realistic or abstract, traditional or modern. But whatever their style, they add a sense of permanence and solidity to the garden. They provide a contrast to the ephemeral nature of the plants, which change with the seasons and the years. Statues can also serve to create a sense of scale. A large statue can make a small garden seem larger, while a small statue can make a large garden seem more intimate. They can also serve to create a sense of depth, drawing the eye into the distance and creating a sense of space. Another form of garden art is the water feature. Water features can be as simple as a small pond or as complex as a cascading waterfall. They add a sense of movement and sound to the garden, creating a soothing, tranquil atmosphere. They can also serve to attract wildlife, adding another layer of interest and engagement. Water features can also serve a practical purpose. They can be used to irrigate the garden, providing a source of water for the plants. They can also be used to cool the garden, creating a microclimate that can help to protect the plants from the heat of the summer sun. Garden art can also take the form of functional items, such as benches, bird baths, and trellises. These items not only serve a practical purpose, but they also add an element of design to the garden. They can be used to create a sense of structure and order, providing a framework around which the plants can grow. But perhaps the most important role of garden art is to reflect the personality of the gardener. A garden is a personal space, a reflection of the person who created it. The art and sculpture that is chosen for the garden can say a lot about the person who chose it. It can reflect their tastes, their interests, their values. It can tell a story, evoke a memory, express a sentiment. So the next time you visit a garden, take a moment to look beyond the plants. Look at the art, the sculpture, the design. Consider what it adds to the garden, how it enhances the landscape, and perhaps consider adding some art to your own garden. It could be a simple bird bath, a complex statue, a whimsical wind chime, or a solemn stone lantern. Whatever it is, it will add an element of interest, a focal point that draws the eye and engages the mind, and it will make your garden a more beautiful, more engaging, more personal space. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of the role of garden art and sculpture in enhancing landscape design. I hope it has given you some ideas and inspiration for your own garden. Until next time, happy gardening.